Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the trenches of technology, pulling out the shiniest gems for you, our fellow tech enthusiasts. I'm Alex, your guide through the complexities of the tech world.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're thinking, probably because I'm thinking them too. Today, we're delving into something that sounds like it's straight out of a sci-fi novel, building smarter apps with Vercel AI SDK 1.2.0.
That's right, Jamie. Imagine a world where developers can connect their apps to hundreds of AI models from giants like OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google, all through a single streamlined interface. Well, that world is now.
Hundreds of AI models? That sounds like a buffet I'd like to visit. But Alex, for us mere mortals who might not spend our evenings reading up on API documentation, could you break down what an SDK actually is?
Sure thing, Jamie. SDK stands for Software Development Kit. Think of it as a toolbox that developers use to build their apps. This particular toolbox, the Vercel AI SDK, is like having a magic wand that lets you integrate AI features into your apps without having to wrestle with the individual quirks of each AI model provider.
A magic wand, you say? Abracadabra, give me that AI power. But seriously, what makes this Vercel AI SDK 1.2.0 release stand out?
Well, for starters, it's tailored for TypeScript, which is a language a lot of developers love for its robustness. It's designed to work seamlessly across different frameworks like Next.js, Vue, and even Node.js. But the real kicker is how it simplifies connecting to various AI models through something called the Vercel AI Gateway.
So, if I'm getting this right, instead of juggling different tools for each AI provider, I can just use this one SDK and have everything at my fingertips.
Exactly. It's all about making the development process smoother and more efficient. Plus, the SDK is free and open source, and it comes with built-in features like caching, fallback mechanisms, and even monitoring tools to keep an eye on your usage.
Free, you say? Now you're speaking my language. But what's the catch? There's always a catch.
Well, Jamie, the SDK itself is free, but you'll still need to manage your usage of the AI models through the Vercel AI Gateway, which offers a pay-as-you-go model. But don't worry, there's a zero markup policy, so you're paying what the providers charge, not a penny more.
Hold up, you mean I get to use this fancy gateway and Vercel doesn't add any extra fees on top? That's pretty rare these days.
It sure is. And they even throw in $5 of free credits each month to get you started.
Sweet. But let's talk about building something. Have you got any cool examples of what you could create with this SDK?
Oh, where to start? Let's say you want to build an AI-powered chatbot for your website. With the Vercel AI SDK, you could set up an endpoint that connects to GPT models for generating responses, use Anthropic for understanding questions, and even implement web search tools directly into your chatbot.
That does sound cool, and kind of like you'd need a PhD in computer science to set it up. Is it really that complicated?
You might think so, but it's surprisingly accessible. The SDK simplifies the process significantly. Actually, you can get a basic version up and running in just a few minutes if you've got a handle on JavaScript or TypeScript.
Minutes, you say? Challenge accepted. I might just try building my own little chatbot this weekend. Now, before we get carried away dreaming up all the AI-powered apps we're going to build, any pitfalls or common mistakes we should watch out for?
Good question, Jamie. One common pitfall is not managing your API keys securely. Always keep them in environment variables instead of hard-coding them into your app. Also, keep an eye on your usage to avoid unexpected charges, especially if you're experimenting with multiple AI models.
Noted, secure your keys and watch your budget. Got it. Anything else our listeners should know before diving into the world of Vercel AI SDK?
Just that this SDK is a big deal for developers looking to integrate AI into their projects. It's a huge time saver and opens up a lot of creative possibilities. And if anyone out there is feeling intimidated, remember, every expert was once a beginner. There's a whole community and plenty of documentation to help you get started.
Well said, Alex. And with that, it looks like we're out of time for today. Thanks for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. We hope you're leaving a little more tech savvy than you arrived.
Don't forget to check out our show notes for links to the Vercel AI SDK documentation and some cool tutorials to get you started. Happy coding, and we'll see you in the next episode.